You're listening to 90.9 Life FM, 2 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm Donna Jean. How are you? I hope you're having a delightful start to your Wednesday hump day, almost halfway through the work and school week. Yeah, this first week of school, almost done, kids. Yeah, we're halfway there. Anyway, my very special guest on this Mission Miami Day is Pastor Aldo Leon from Reconciled Church. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Good morning. It's a little early for me, but I'm all right.
Okay, so you're not an early bird.
No, not at all.
So you had to get up early, get here. Traffic wasn't too bad?
It's all right.
It was okay. Right. I tell you what, it was terrible for me this morning, so I can really see the difference getting back into school has made on the traffic patterns here in South Florida. Well, we're going to get back into music, but we're going to be talking to Pastor Aldo about the Reconciled Church, and he's a church planner, so we're going to talk a great deal with him this morning. So don't go far. Keep it right where it is at 90.9. We are the Life of Miami. Andy Cherry with Our God's Alive, Young and Free, right ahead of that with Real Love. Well, I'm Donna Jean, and this is Mission Miami Day, where we highlight churches and ministries that are sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in our own backyard. And I'm excited today because Pastor Aldo Leon from Reconciled Church is here. He's a church planner. He's with the network Acts 29, right? You were just telling me.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Tell us a little bit about how you planted Reconcile. Where are you guys located? And just a little bit about your church.
Well, the journey to plant Reconciled Church began in L.A., where I was there for about 4 years. We decided to move, me and my wife, to move to Miami to plant just because, number one, I grew up in the South Florida area. But number two, we were made aware of how needy and lost Miami is.
Yes.
And so I moved down here.
We know that for a fact, yeah.
We moved down here in 2014 to join Providence Road Church, to be kind of a resident there. And as we were there, that we began to think, where in Miami are we going to plant? And as I was down there in residency, we decided that Homestead was a place to plant for a few reasons. Number one, there's a lot of planters going in Miami, but no one's thinking like, hey, I want to go to Homestead.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, they want to go to the more attractive areas.
Uh-huh.
Number
but there's
two,
a huge need in Homestead,
yeah.
Right?
Number two, I don't think that I would be most effective in ministering in places that are much more densely Hispanic because I'm very Americanized.
Okay.
Or much more wealthier because, you know, my family doesn't connect with that context most ideally. So that was one thing. Like, where can my family plug in to the life of the city? Because we're not just doing church in an area. We are plugging our life into an area.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so Homestead made sense. And lastly, we really want to, for God to allow us to raise up a multi-ethnic, multicultural church.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people talk about being multi-ethnic, multi-generational, but the problem is that you meet in a place where it's geographically separated and ethnically separated. So if you're meeting somewhere where there is no people going to the same places, same stores, it's very hard to do that. But Homestead, because of how cheap it is to live here, we live in the same neighborhoods. So in my neighborhood, there's Haitians, there's non-Haitians that are black, there's Latinos, there's you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw that, man, we can actually relationally build relationships with all kinds of people and have a multi-ethnic church from the get-go. So that was the idea for Homestead. So
amen. So it's Reconciled Church. Where are you located there in Homestead?
We are in 18th North Chrome Avenue, Homestead, which is in the Seminole Theater that was recently revitalized. So,
oh, I know right where that's at. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. What time is your service?
10:45 a.m.
On Sundays.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
all
yes.
Right. So right there in that old Seminole Theater. Well, we're talking to Pastor Aldo Leon today from Reconciled Church. He's also with the network Acts 29. We're going to be talking more with him. It is Mission Miami Day, so stay close. Amen. He is the one true God. Stephen Curtis Chapman reminding us of that fact this morning. It's Wednesday, hump day, 23 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And being Wednesday, it's Mission Miami Day, where we highlight churches and ministries that are taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the folks right here in our own backyard. And with me today, Pastor Aldo Leon from Reconciled Church. How long have you guys been in existence there in Homestead?
It's kind of hard to quantify specifically, but because we were in my house And the other pastor, Joel Alonzo's house in 2015. Mm-hmm. So we were hanging out in our houses on Wednesday nights for that year. We started meeting in public at the end of 2015.
And so then, you're really new.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
a very new church plant. And as we told folks earlier, you are a church planter and you're with something called the Acts 29 Network. Tell us about that.
That's right. If people don't know Acts 29, it's a lot of people, it's easier to identify with Matt Chandler. He's the president of, the face of the network. But Acts 29 is basically a network of churches that are committed to a few core fundamental convictions. Number one is gospel centrality. Every Acts 29 church has to be convinced that the gospel is at the center of everything in the church. So it's not Amen. Just something for Christians to be saved at one point in time. It is the lifeblood that sustains Christians every day of their life. So gospel centrality is a strong conviction. A reformed view of salvation, that means that every Acts 29 church believes that salvation is all of grace. It has nothing to do with anything in people. A biblical view of eldership. They also believe in something called expository preaching. That basically means that every Acts 29 church is committed to preaching the Bible when they teach and lead people. So we don't, God basically picks my sermons for me.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the text and I let the text say what God wanted to say. I don't kind of go to the Bible and just pick and choose what I want to talk to God's people about. So expositional preaching, we basically let the text of scripture speak for itself. The other two convictions that are very significant is multiplication. Every Acts 29 church has to be committed to church planting. We believe that God has one primary way of reaching the nations, and that's through churches multiplying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is a little bit less subtle, but it's still there. It's contextualization. Acts 29 churches are committed to allowing the gospel to be transcendent and culture and preference to be secondary. So what you see a lot in a lot of Acts 29 churches is that they allow, you know, the things that are essential to exist in different places differently. So some of us look like, you know, conservative, like tie-wearing Presbyterians. Some of us look like tattooed, you know, skaters. Some of us look like...
And where do you fit in?
I don't know. But the idea is that we want to bring the gospel to a culture. We don't want to export a Christian culture.
Yes. Okay.
And
well,
so...
Wonderful.
Those are like the real central things that define us. And
the Acts 29 Network. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Pastor Aldo Leon today from Reconcile Church, located in the Old Seminole Theater right there on Chrome Avenue in Homestead. Your first church plant, but you expect to plant a lot more churches here in South Florida, right?
Yeah, Lord willing. Like a reason why we planted in Miami was to plant as many churches in Miami, because we realized that at the end of the day, McDonald's wins the day. You know,
when,
you know, the Walmart, Walmart has its purposes, but we realize that every unique neighborhood in Miami has unique needs, and people that are in other areas are not going to come to other areas. And so, you know, we desire to let every crevice of Miami have a gospel-centered church, Lord willing, that he would allow us to plant. So, you know.
Amen. Amen. Now, do you have a website for people to...
Yes, it's www.reconcilechurchmiami.org. There's also for short, it's www.rcm. Actually, I don't even know what it's abbreviated. But reconcilechurchmiami.org
okay.
is Reconcile the website.
Reconcilechurchmiami.org. Well, we're talking to Pastor Aldo all this hour, so we'll take a break here, get back into some music, talk more with him in just a few. A lot of truth in that song, August Rain with American Jesus. Hillsong United with Say the Word. Well, I'm Donna Jean, taking the ride with you on this hump day, Wednesday, 7:36 here in the studio. If you've been with me this hour, you know my very special guest is Pastor Aldo Leon from Reconcile Church, a really new church here in the Homestead area. They meet in the Old Seminole Theater on Chrome Avenue. If you're from Homestead, you know exactly where that is located, so it's very easy to find right there on, what is that, 177th, right? 177th is Chrome, and it's right across from the Mexican restaurant there that a lot of folks eat.
Yeah. Casita Tejana.
Yeah, that's right. A good Mexican restaurant. Well, Pastor Aldo, I know you've got a great testimony, and I said, we've got to share this with the listeners. How did you come to know the Lord?
Well, I'll try to be succinct. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I wasn't raised Christian. I was about as pagan and worldly as you could be. But when I was in my mid-20s, I got into boxing because I wanted to be good at hurting people. And getting into boxing got me into Eastern religions.
Mm.
So I started reading all these Zen Buddhist books and because I wanted to, be a really good fighter and channel my energy, yada, yada, yada. And as I was reading Eastern religious books, I read one that told me I should read the New Testament because Jesus was like a great teacher, you know?
Mm.
So I was like, all right, I want to be enlightened and be, read this, teacher. So I picked up a Bible, not because I was looking for Jesus, but because I was looking for an idol that I, that was being presented as Jesus. And so as I was reading the New Testament for the wrong reasons, I began to believe the words that I was reading, and I didn't know why. It was very strange. It was almost like, I don't know why I'm believing this. I'm believing this because I don't want to believe this.
Mm.
God's must be doing something because a second ago, I was fighting with my soon-to-be wife about church, and now I believe this. And so it was almost like, one day I was cursing Jesus literally, and the other day I was just believing Jesus and thumping my Bible on the streets.
Uh-huh.
And it was all the Lord's grace. It had nothing Amen. To do with me being open or willing at all. I was not that. He just showed mercy to me with the words of scripture about Jesus Christ.
Amen. So. That is an awesome testimony. And now you're here planning this Reconciled Church, and you're with the network, Acts 29 Network, and you plan to plan a lot more churches. How difficult has it been, though, to plan a church here in Miami, and Homestead, I should say?
Very difficult for a lot of reasons. Number one, my own pride and vanity has all these expectations that are just not real. And so when you plan a church and things are not extravagant, they're not easy, they're not exciting and explosive, you become very frustrated because you just have these very, self-promoting agendas that are mm-hmm. not actually God. So that makes it hard, but God's gracious in that.
Yes,
also,
he is.
It's very hard because people in Miami are not excited that you're planning a new church. So you have to love on people, pursue people that don't care and not expect to, hey, I'm here, I'm meeting somewhere. And I got, we got a good worship service. All of a sudden everyone's going to be excited. No, they're not. You have to be excited about people that aren't excited about you
mm-hmm.
and be here in the
good
long
point.
Run.
Uh-huh.
Another thing I would say that's hard about planting in Miami is that you have high cost of living, high expenses, and we're reaching, a population demographic that is, young people that are broke. So you have to find ways to recruit people outside of Miami to help support you do something that you costs a lot of money, but you have very little money for.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it challenging to plan in Miami as well. And then there's just, it's just... We're like I was telling you earlier, we're in a modern day Corinth. We're not mm-hmm. planting in the Bible, but we're not planting in happy-go-luckyville. So you're going to deal with a lot of things that are difficult. You're going to deal with a lot of brokenness, a lot of sin and addiction. And you better be ready to be in the midst of the dirt because it's real and we need to get up in it, not be away from it. And so you deal with a lot of things in church planting in Miami that are very ugly from the get-go. So within the first month of our church, we had multiple major issues that probably
wow.
happened to churches maybe 5, 6, 7 years down the road. Why? Because we're in a dark place and mm-hmm. stuff happens.
Mm-hmm. But God has called you here, and I'm excited about your new church, Reconciled Church in Homestead. What's the website again?
www.reconciledchurchmiami.org.
All right. We're talking to Pastor Aldo Leon today from Reconciled Church, and we're going to talk with him one more time as we wrap up things and be thinking about how we can pray for you and your church and as you continue to plant churches here in this area. It is Mission Miami Day. Stars go dim with Walking Like Giants here at 90.9 Life FM. Good Wednesday morning to you. I'm Donna Jean, and we're wrapping up things on this Mission Miami Day with Pastor Aldo Leon. He is the senior pastor, church planter of Reconciled Church in Homestead. And you were telling us moments ago that, it's a tough place to plant a church, Homestead, Miami area. So I want to ask you, how can we pray for you? and your, you know, staff there and reconcile.
Oh, well, okay. Don't ask a planter for a prayer.
Because the list goes on. Yeah, huh?
Yeah. Well, I say a few things. Number one, you could pray that God would keep us reliant on the gospel, hungry for the gospel as we preach the gospel. Because people that aren't gospel needy are not going to preach the gospel very passionately, very effectively. We need to be people that need the gospel ourselves if we're going to preach the gospel. So that God would keep us gospel reliant.
I love that. Yes.
That we would not always keep the main thing the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be, by God's grace, a one-issue church. We want to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And so that God would just keep us there, that we would not grow bored with the gospel, kind of tolerate the gospel, that He would just keep us passionate for who Christ is for us and not us for Him, first and foremost. Pray that just God would raise up leaders in our church to pastor the people that are coming in, that He would just give me like a shepherd's heart for people. It's very easy for a planter to be more of an entrepreneur and like a go-getter than a shepherd who loves his people. Because it's just a ripe environment just to get stuff done. But Miami doesn't need entrepreneurs and go-getters, so to speak. They need pastors who love God's people with the gospel.
Well said. Amen.
And so pray that God would, you know, me and Joel would just continue to have a shepherd heart that's just nourished by Christ. Pray that, man, there's a lot of lost people that are in our church and a lot of lost people that are coming to our church. And a lot of lost people that we've witnessed to, just pray that God would open their eyes to see the gospel.
Amen.
Pray that, that we just wouldn't grow weary, you know, that we would think that Christ is worthy enough to be preached no matter what's going on, whether it's not that exciting, whether it's not that, you know, amazing or explosive, that we would really just be excited to preach Christ, like Paul says in Philippians 1. I want to make Him known regardless. And that, you know, that God would give us also just more laborers that would come join us. Our people are, we have like a skeleton crew that labors and does everything, and they're tired. So
that's right.
So that God would give them more laborers who can join the skeleton crew that is weary. But I love them. I'm thankful for them. Those people are awesome.
Yes,
and they've been at it, you know. But you know, it's hard,
they get weary. So yeah, there's a lot of prayer requests that we will keep in prayer. And speaking of prayer, would you close out this session with you on this Mission Miami Day with prayer, praying for our city and especially for the kids as they get back into school this week, third day of school and all that goes with that. Would you pray for
sure,
us?
Sure.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I thank you that you listen to us because yes. Jesus was righteous for us. Jesus died for our sins. He was resurrected and now He's at your right hand is our perfect representative. So we speak and we're heard because of Christ being amazing for us and not us being amazing prayers or amazing people, Lord God. Thank you so much. Father, I lift up just this season of school, Lord. Father, I pray that our parents who know you, as they're excited about school, Lord God, would just know and be reminded that their primary calling is to make their kids fall in love or to have their kids fall in love with the glory of Jesus Christ as they're in school, Lord God. Father, we pray that you would just give Christian teachers in the school system, Lord, that you would give them an affection for the people that they are with and they would seek to be influential for the gospel's sake. They will be bold for the gospel's sake with our kids, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, we pray that you would just push back all of the, you know, darkness in the city with the light of the gospel. We pray that you would just raise up many more men and women of God who are on fire to know nothing but Christ and Him crucified. We pray, Lord God, that you would just enable us to have a collaborative spirit. Lord, there's just too much kind of people just doing their own thing. But God, the city of Miami doesn't need a bunch of John Waynes. We need an army that is collaborating for the gospel's sake together. So God, I pray for that. And Lord, I just pray that you would just make Jesus, the beauty of Jesus that is actually real and true, known to every man, woman, and child in this city, Lord God. May Christ be exalted because he is exalted. May Christ be seen as glorious because he is glorious.
Yes.
And may the gospel shine lighter and brighter than anything else in this city, Lord God. Protect us from just being just impressed with all the lesser things. You know, just all the things of the flesh and all the smaller things. God, just give us as a church a passion for Christ and him crucified, his grace, his love, his affection, his goodness, Lord God. We are just so impressed with ourselves, and God, we just need to be, you know, reignited with the glory of your son. We pray all these things in your most beloved son's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Aldo, it's been a pleasure to have you. We've got to get you back on Message Monday sometime. And give the website once again where people can find out more information about Reconcile Church there in Homestead.
www.reconcilechurchmiami.org.
All right. reconcilechurchmiami.org. Pastor Aldo, thank you again. It's been a real pleasure to have you this hour on this Mission Miami Day.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
You guys are nice.
Thank you.